I'm gonna jump right into it this week, Sybil. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling jumping right into it. Is that okay? I was there for you. Like I left that there for you. If you don't jump on that joke, I'm gonna have a hard time with you.
I couldn't get a word in. Come on, Speedy Gonzalez. I was there for you. Go ahead.
Shout out to Nicole Brown, a sister who was recently named president of TriStar Pictures. This is green light approval in a black woman's hands, y'all.
That's an aha.
Reports of serial bad behavior by Trump while he was the star of NBC's Apprentice? Really? We're shocked that a mindless, narcissistic, self-absorbed, bloated idiot TV star throws tantrums? Nah, that's expected. That used to be my entire life. You know what's not expected? We the people will be idiot enough to elect that idiot as president.
That's a ha.
Ha 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 ha. Nice.
I'm just shocked that people are like, oh my God, he's not a president. He's a TV star. TV stars are impetuous. They do stupid stuff. So you expect that. Like literally, if this thing is horrible behind the scenes behavior, if you had heard that about, I don't know, like Vin Diesel, you'd be like, yeah, that's about right. That's about par for the course.
So let
me
ask
you, God, I can't believe it.
Reality. It's not, you're even giving TV stars a bad rap. He's a reality TV star.
Right.
That's even
I don't know why
more.
Vin Diesel's name was the first one I might throw. I don't know why that was the case.
He's online too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe that the guy from Real World is a horrible guy. Really?
He's the puck of politics.
That's the name I was looking for.
Thank you. I'll be here all hour. So the puck of politics, Donald Trump, it has now, and I'm using air quotes, recovered from coronavirus, the virus in which he allegedly got the weekend that he nominated Amy Coney Barrett.
Coney. Not to be confused with Comey, not Comey.
Not like, your boy not Comey.
Coney.
Coney Barrett.
Island. Oh, think of island. Just think of island. Island. Coney Island. Here it is.
Yeah, that works so well for those of us in the Midwest. And so you, Mr. Coney Island, and let me ask you this sidebar here. Have you?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I was too busy drinking my pop. What did you say?
And down in a Nathan's. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. No problem. No, that would be me downing a Nathan's. Okay. So thank you. Thank you very much. He is over the coronavirus that he got over the weekend in which he nominated her, announced his nomination of this woman who will have a job for life. Good light. So, the hearings have started. She has brought her troop to Washington, D.C., all seven of her kids and her husband, who looks real tired, by the way. Can I just say that? He looks like a very tired man. Jesse Barrett is his name. And they are sitting there. They're very well mannered. I'm not even sure if they are Stepford kids. But everything is very good. So,
what do you have against Amy Coney Bryant? Barrett? What do you have against?
Not 80 Bryant. I love 80 Bryant. Saturday Night Live, by the way. Amy is, yes. I don't like anybody associated with Donald Trump. Is that too much? Huh?
Yes. Yes. Look, everybody says that whether we like her or not, Amy Coney Bryant, Amy Coney Barrett is a fine scholar, wonderful legal scholar. She has views that don't align with mine, but in terms of being a person, like she's no Brett Kavanaugh, right? There's no Brett Kavanaugh to her. And Right. And so my thing is like, yeah, we lost this one. But the way that this democracy is set up, is like it's a roulette wheel. It's just a roulette wheel. And whatever president happens to be in at the time when there's a Supreme Court justice comes up gets to fill it. And so she herself, but, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, we could have conversations all day about how wacky he was.
They promised.
To what?
They promised us.
Who promised?
Lindsey Graham and them. That if a nomination came up or the possibility, an opening came up, he said, I don't care. I'm not going to have that hearing before if it's in an election year. He promised us.
Yeah. I agree. And I got problems with Lindsey Graham. I got problems with Mitch McConnell. I don't really got a problem with Amy Coney Barrett. Like she just happens to be the selectee.
Yeah. And
you know, if you got to be somebody from the conservative side.
You went to school with her, didn't you? Did you make out with her in the seventh grade? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. By the way, the fact that she does look like my eighth grade girlfriend does not weigh in this at all, Sybil. As much as you may think it does not. That's not the point.
Okay.
I'm just trying to, as always, pull apart the fact that like she didn't ask for this, though she was groomed for it. Yes. The system is messed up that didn't allow Obama to get this pick, but allowed Trump to. Yes, Lindsey Graham went against his what he said he was going to do. Mm-hmm. But Amy Coney Barrett is as solid as they come if you're a conservative.
Think Island when you say her name.
What?
Barrett Island.
I don't know.
Oh, think Park. That's right. New Yorker. Think Park. I don't know.
And the fact that she has the same first name as my 10th grade girlfriend. Doesn't matter.
10th grade. Okay.
Yeah, what it was 10th grade. I forgot it was 8th grade. She was in 8th grade. I was in 10th grade. It's a long story. It was a scandal.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah.
No, let's stop here. Come on, screech.
No. There's nothing.
Pull over, player.
No,
you were like 16 and she was 12?
I was in 10th grade. She was in 8th grade.
That's still...
Oh my gosh. Where does 10th and 8th grade get 4 years difference? Why did you do that just now?
I'm sorry. I went back to my 7th grade year where the 8th grade girl had an affair with our history teacher and they ran off together.
Okay, well, that's a little different. Wow, okay, they ran off where? Where? The Toys R Us? What? Where?
They disappeared. We were at a football game on a Friday and yeah, they were white. And we were at a football game on Friday and we saw them walking like on the perimeter of the football field and the gym area and they were holding hands and we were like, what the hell? And that was on a Friday.
What?
And come Monday, neither one of them showed up to school ever. And ever.
They never came back?
Never saw him again.
Wow.
Never saw him again. Mm-mm. Nope.
Wow. All
it was right. really
well,
weird.
I'm sure if that case came before the Supreme Court, he'd be going to jail. We'll bring it all the way back.
Well,
I guess me and Amy Coney Bryant Barrett agree on that.
No, I don't think we get an opinion from her. How do we know? We can't get anything from her. She gave us absolutely nothing. But to your point, she didn't have to. She didn't have to do jack, but sit there and look brilliant and recite cases and say nothing. She couldn't even say,
Sybil and I were talking.
Go ahead.
Sybil and I were talking earlier this week on the What You Need to Know cast about... And Sybil was saying she answered nothing, and that's saying that she didn't have to answer anything because she's not really on trial, right? She's going to get passed. She's going to be the next Supreme Court justice, full stop. And so there's no reason for her to tip her hand, right? There's no reason to throw out her ace of spades,
right?
There's a three of hearts on the table, right? She's got four of hearts, and that's nothing. So, you know, we'll find out when she's on the bench. You know, like I said, she ain't Brett Kavanaugh. She ain't got a defense. She ain't Clarence Thomas. Got to be like, where'd that hair come from? The Coke can, you know, none of that. So.
But you know what I was hoping? I was really hoping that Justice Bader Ginsburg would hold on, that she would eventually, you know, wait for Joe to become president and she would retire. And then he would go and nominate Anita Hill for the United States Supreme, yes. that black woman for the United States Supreme Court. And they would.
How awesome would that have been? That's genius right there. That's genius right there.
Oh, man, that would have been great. That would have been great.
But I don't know if you know this, but Anita Hill was doing fantastic work, yeah, as she breaks down different industries. And recently, mm-hmm, this past week, talked about how assistants in Hollywood were, number one, really being abused, but also number two, in the last few years after the Me Too movement, there's been a real shift in that. But she's going around illuminating different industries and things that are happening. So we support still to this day Anita Hill and what she's
absolutely
doing.
She's a brilliant law professor.
Especially if she votes.
Yeah. This brings us to
Anita Hill has said she's going to vote for Biden. By the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Despite what the case was, she's going to vote for Biden.
And if you go back and
voting is happening now.
If you go back and watch that movie that Kerry Washington did about the Clarence Hill and Kerry Washington as Anita Hill, you can get all of that information and all that background,
yeah,
which was really good. This is why we are voting. This exactly is this case right here. The Supreme Court nominee is why we are voting. A lot of people, hand up in the air, upset because Donald Trump, or punk of politics, has been able to now nominate three Supreme Court justices. Three. First one was the man who really should have been Merrick Garland, but that was Neil Gorsuch. The second, of course, as you mentioned, is Brett Kavanaugh, and the third is Amy Coney Barrett. And so, this is why we need to vote. This is if you are not of the Trump state of mind or the conservative state of mind, and you want to see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win, and I can't imagine why you're listening to us if you do. this is a great opportunity for not only to put a Democrat back in the White House, but also to keep voting down the ballot. Vote for the Democrats who are running against some of the strongest leadership amongst the Republican Party, including Lindsey Graham, who's in a tough race against Jamie Harrison in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, as we saw this past week. Also Mitch McConnell, who is the man who has shepherded all of this, bringing all of these judges before Donald Trump or candidates, as well as every member of the United States House is up for election or re-election, and the Senate, one third of the Senate. So, and this is an opportunity to flip the script and to bring in those laws, make those laws, and that you don't have to depend on the other side to do, and which is what the Republicans have been doing, especially in the Senate for these many years. So I voted. I early voted this past week. It took me about an hour and some change, and it was a perfectly lovely day, so it wasn't bad standing outside, and people, and it was a long line. I mean, it was wrapped around the building.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so it was an hour long wait in line. And then once you were in there, did it take a long period of time?
No, because my town, I didn't have like a lot of proposals or propositions rather. And you know, all of those things. So it was pretty much down to you, president, Senate, Congress, some city council and sheriff, or, you know, that kind of thing. But it was pretty easy. It was in and out. And they were very solicitous. They were like, okay, young lady, I don't want to offend you or anything. First of all, he called me young lady, so I'm love. And you know, showing me how to put my ballot in and, you know, go on in. And they gave me my sanitized stylus for marking my ballot and did that. And they gave me a bottle of water and my I voted sticker and sent me on my way. Yeah, they gave me the water after I'd been outside for an hour.
What do we think of this? What's the logic behind that? What's the, you know, so they know, you know, it's not tainted going in, like, don't.
Because I kept coming outside and saying, if you are only that you're only able to vote here if you live in this county. If you live in another county, you got to go, you know, but you can vote here if you live in this county. So I'm thinking, as I'm driving away with my bottle of water, you really could have given us the bottles as you were coming out telling us we were in the right
True.
Place. So, but you know, be that as it may.
Which all comes to party people, please make a voting plan. Make a voting plan. Yes. Don't let voting sneak up on you. Please do not let November 3rd sneak up on you and you all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know what? Coronavirus is out here. I do not want to get it, so I'm not going to vote. No. Go get your absentee ballot. Find out how to get your absentee ballot. Or go vote early, but please, please, please start now and figure out how you are going to vote. Do not get caught out there on November 3rd, because there are some people who, you know, who go up and down in terms of how willing they are to go mm-hmm. out with Corona. Understand that November 3rd is not going to move. November 3rd is yes. going to be when you vote. Oh, by the way, that's just Democrats. Republicans vote on November 4th. I keep telling people that.
Thanks
keep
for that reminder. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So please make that plan, because as a famous philosopher, Cardi B once said, mm-hmm. coronavirus is real.
And let me tell you what waiting can do to you. This is Virginia. Their last day to register to vote was Tuesday. And the good people, the good workers, cable guys or whatever, they cut this huge fiber optic cable. It cut off all the state internet services. And that included people who were trying to register to vote, to get their voter registration in on Tuesday. So they had to go to court. A judge said, okay, we're going to extend the voter registration. And then they did, and they got an extra day and a half. So good on them.
I was concerned about that. When I started that, I was concerned. But what the great thing about this is that, let's be clear, 4 years ago or 8 years ago, that may not have gone on, because the eyes of the world or the eyes of the country were not focused on voter suppression.
Right.
And now because of you, and I'm pointing to you in the listening audience, party people, because of you and the attention you've given to it and the social media attention, there's no way they can get away with it. Like, people are going to try to get away with things during this election, but you're not allowing them to do that. And that's great.
Yeah, hello to the governor of Texas who took out all of the official mail-in ballot collection boxes within each county in Texas. There's only one official collection box. Yeah,
it's insane.
It's crazy. But as you say, get a plan. Let's get in there. Let's get her done.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's get her done. Let's get her done.
And you mentioned her name. Can you do that impersonation one more time?
What impersonation? Which one?
Cardi B.
Coronavirus is real. Coronavirus.
And with that, do
I
we
love that, I'm sorry.
What a welcome to our friend Dr. Jen Cottle, and friend to the show, and she's been with us. And Dr. Jen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sybil?
I am well. I have avoided getting, as Stephen says, how do you say it again?
Coronavirus is real.
But our friend Steve apparently got it.
Wow. Yeah, it's tough. And I'm really glad that you've been healthy, but it is tough when our friends and family are getting it, have gotten it. And of course, I think at this point, so many of us know at least of someone who has passed away from it, even if we're not close friends and family with them. It's really tragic. I mean, this is a different world. We are living in a different reality than what we have ever seen before.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, everything is topsy-turvy, upside down, inside out. It is unlike anything I've ever seen. And especially when for lack of a better word, the man who lives in the White House gets it and doesn't get it about the seriousness of this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I you know, of course, we were all praying for his recovery, and honestly, mm-hmm. anybody who gets coronavirus, we want to do well. But what I was hoping would happen after that, you know, it's unfortunate that he and his family members had to get it, but I was hoping that perhaps it would encourage him to, you know, further encouraging, you know, the American public to wear masks, to take it seriously, et cetera.
Right.
you know, I haven't seen as much of that. And, you know, I'm a physician, so I try to stay in my lane. So, well, you know, we've been working together, been doing segments with you for years. So I try to stay in my lane. But the truth of the matter is, I was really, really hoping that we would see this, an emphasis on wearing masks, and maybe to those supporters and of his and maybe others who don't even believe COVID is a real thing or that we don't need to wear masks. I was hoping there would be sort of a reversal of that. And I haven't seen it. And it's disappointing, you know?
It really is. And Steve, who has had it, and Steve, you can tell your story, but he still is, you know, practicing the protocols. He's still wearing a mask, still, you know, washing his hands and staying out of all of the different places and not and he is practicing social distancing, right, Steve?
That's because I care about people, Sybil. I'm a people person. I care about people, and I say that with levity. But the truth is, it's really masks are about you protecting other people. It's not like about. I mean, yes, partly it is prophylactic for you, but it really is about not projecting it and not passing it on. And so I know I take my responsibility very seriously. To wear a mask when I'm going outside, even if I'm in a restaurant, because the restaurants are open in New York. Putting the mask on when I'm even talking to the wait staff, and yeah, you know, from my own thing, you know, I have no problem. Look, if I got to be Ashy Larry, if I got to be Ashy Larry, wash my hands to keep from getting coronavirus or passing it on to somebody else. That's the way it's going to be. Just wish our government followed suit.
And I was actually going to say something about your but you having COVID, and it's wonderful that you're still following precautions and things like that. And I don't know if you guys recently heard there has now been sort of a documented case of COVID reinfection that was recently. I mean, obviously we've been hearing murmurs about this for a while, but the case was finally written up in a major medical journal called The Lancet. It just came out on Monday night. It's a big deal. And what this case is really showing us, I mean, there's still a lot we don't know. But, you know, to your point, Steve, you had COVID. We don't know that you can't get it again. Hmm. We don't know and that's one of the reasons why it's important to keep up those measures, not just for other people. You're right, wearing a mask is a lot for other people, but like the social distancing and all that kind of stuff. You know, but we still have so many questions about the immunity, how long you're immune, if you develop immunity, how strong it is. A lot of things we don't know, and it seems that it is possible to get reinfected with it. Although at this point it seems rare. So it is a reason to be cautious for all of us, you know?
And I was fearful about that, about Steve, too, because, you know, unlike other diseases, we were talking about this earlier, childhood diseases, you know, you get chickenpox, you get the mumps or the measles, and then it's done for the most part. This is showing otherwise, and just like everything that's been associated with it, nothing is normal. Nothing, everything is just, it's just crazy. What's the most surprising thing that has come out of this, Dr. Jen Caudill, about this disease or about people's response to it for you?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like every couple of days, I mean, every day we are learning something different about this virus, but every couple of days, I feel like I'm shocked by something new. And just to give you some examples, right, you know, I've been talking about COVID on the news for months. You know, I do CNN, Fox, Dr. Oz, you know, HLN, you name it, right? And since January, I remember going to news stations in New York because I normally travel to New York from Philadelphia to do news and talking about COVID in China and what that meant. And all of a sudden, the first case was here and it was Seattle. And just literally seeing this unfold, so much of what we have thought has actually been wrong. In the beginning, we were saying, oh, you know, when you get COVID, you're likely to not get it again. Well, now we think differently. Now we're really not sure how immune you are and for how long that's going to last. You know, we said in the beginning, I'll be honest with you, if you had back in February, March, if you'd said in October, we would still be essentially on like lockdown, sort of shut down. I'd have been like, oh, you playing. You are kidding me. That is not true. I mean, really, I was like, oh,
quit playing,
a few
quit playing.
Months, we'll get through this. Right, quit playing. But you know what? No, we are heavily in it. If you had told me that we would have lost 215,000 American lives at this point, I would not have believed you. And again, it's not just that stuff that, you know, it's kind of like, what in the world? But there's just stuff we're actually trying to understand how this virus actually works. Oh, and let me give you something else, guys. It's even how the virus works in the body at first, right? I was going on the news, we follow CDC guidelines. We were saying, oh, COVID-19, an upper respiratory illness, primarily causes pneumonia. Fever, chills, cough, fatigue, pneumonia, that's what you get. wrong. There are people who are getting this sort of multi-system inflammatory disease. We're seeing this severe illness in kids. We're seeing adults getting strokes and having blood clots and having all sorts of this, you know, sort of medical sequela that we never, ever either predicted or anticipated. When I say this virus has thrown literally the world for a loop, I mean it. I mean it for sure. This is not what I expected, and I think it's not what a lot of us expected. Yes.
Is it because it's mutated, or is it the same virus acting differently in different hosts?
So my suspicion is that it's just the way this virus is. Now, viruses mutate. It's just what they do. This virus is mutated too. It will. That's what viruses do. And so there are going to be different strains of this virus. You know, I don't know that I'm even speaking on a mutation level. I don't know that we've sort of established it. There's been some preliminary studies about mutational strains of this virus and how they've affected it. But what I'm saying is this COVID-19 strain sort of as a general category. Remember, COVID-19 is a specific type of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Coronavirus is almost like a family name. Like my last name is Caudill, right? I'm Jennifer Caudill, but there are many other Caudills out there. So coronavirus is like my surname. There's many coronaviruses out there. There's a coronavirus that actually causes the common cold. There's plenty of others. COVID-19 is the specific type of coronavirus that this virus is. It is this virus that seems to be just doing all sorts of crazy stuff. You know?
Is there one that is associated with the flu, and is that why people continue to compare it? And it's like it's just a bad case of the flu. Some people are still saying that after all this time.
Yeah, I mean, really, what coronavirus and the flu have in common is that they're viruses. I shouldn't even say upper respiratory viruses, but I mean, I think the most important thing is that they are viruses. I think perhaps if I had to take a guess where that flu association came from. And it's really just a guess. I would say that, you know, when we first started talking about COVID-19, and this is an argument that many that are against masks, that believe that COVID is a hoax, that are against people who are for public health measures, what they say is, and I said this, in the beginning we were saying, nobody needs face masks. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Stop buying face masks. Yeah. Hey, stop worrying about COVID, worry about the flu. In fact, I've been quoted in journals and magazines as saying that because I said that on CNN Newsroom on the weekend, one weekend in February. But that was right then. That was actually correct. You know, and what happens, and I always say this, is what we knew then was that. And that was actually correct. What happened was things changed. So I always say, when we know better, we do better. Yeah. So telling the American public to not wear face masks was not wrong. You know, think about back in the day when people smoked, doctors used to prescribe cigarettes to help people with their nerves. Mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Because at the time, it was the best information they had. And when we knew better, we did better. But they thought they were right, and they were right for what they knew at the time. See what I'm trying to say? So I think a lot of it came from, and this is a guess, is, you know, in the beginning, there was this comparison with the flu. Hey, guys, wait a minute. Right now, COVID-19 cases in the United States are low. That's what we used to say in the beginning. What is a bigger concern is the flu. Get your flu shot, et cetera. And that was true at a particular point in time. There was a point in time where that changed, however. And then the other thing I would say, Sybil, to that, to answer your question, is there's a lot of symptoms of flu and COVID that overlap, right? Mm-hmm. So as a family doctor, one of the things that worries me is, you know, colds and flu is like, this is my go season, right? Like, this is when we are armed and ready, because this is when we go into action. And what I worry about as a family doctor is, let's say somebody comes in with fever, chills, maybe a little sore throat, a little cough. Well, what is it? Is it COVID or is it the flu? All those symptoms can cause either one, even muscle aches, even headache. You know what I mean? Even like sometimes nausea, vomiting, like stomach upset.
Yeah.
What is it? Right? So that's the other concern. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Dr. Jen? Are you interested in being a part of a vaccine study?
So this is how I feel. First of all, when the vaccine comes out, and I've said this to my followers, I do daily health videos on my Facebook and YouTube platforms. And what I've said is, when the vaccine comes out, as long as it has been vetted by the proper science, the proper studies, has been analyzed with data, et cetera, and it is deemed safe and effective and approved by the FDA, I will take the vaccine. Would I be a part of a COVID vaccine trial? I am not opposed to that. Now, I will tell you that many of us are not crazy about that idea.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, and it's a really good reason. I mean, where do we begin?
Tuskegee.
Let's talk about systemic and institutionalized racism and the fact that during slavery and even after slavery, African Americans and people of color were experimented on. We were guinea pigs. We were abused. We were exploited, right, in the name of health, but not for our health, for the health of other people, right?
So,
there is really, really good reasons why we are skeptical, and this is something we have to talk about. But I did a video about this, and I think it's really important. It's important for us and others to understand why the skepticism is there. It is for good reason. And by the way, racism is not done. We are still exploited, not treated equally, not given the same health care, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
However, what I say in addition to that is not only sort of acknowledging our past and our present and what needs to change and how things can be different, we also have to understand that it is important that different people be a part of any vaccine trial and any medication trial, because you know what? Not all people function and react the same way to things. Mm-hmm. And we deserve the right to understand how vaccines and medications are going to operate in our bodies, because we do know there are some racial differences with medication and gender differences between men and women, other things. And by not being included in this conversation, by us not participating and having that being known, we may be missing out on the chance to sort of better science, not only for others, but for ourselves. I do believe in the importance of participating in vaccine trials, but it is not lost on me why we are like, hail to the no. You know what I mean?
Speaking of better science for ourselves, do you believe that Trump had the coronavirus? And if he did, in your medical opinion, how'd that fool get over so easy?
That's so funny. So this is what I'll say. I trust, and that is the appropriate word for me to use. I trust that he did, based on the information that we were given by the people who are supposed to tell us the truth. And that's not sort of a manufactured, glossy answer. It's me really saying, you know, our government officials are supposed to be true. I know, I hear you. but this is the thing. This is the thing. But no, this is what I'm going to say. I am trusting that if we went to the lengths I know and spent all of these American tax dollars on airlifting him and doing all this stuff, I am trusting that that is accurate, because the people who lose if it's not accurate is the American people. I'm going to trust that they are being honest with us. I'm just going to say that.
You know, me and you was cool. We was cool until you used the trust and truth with Trump,
the other T.
Right? Those are three TR words that just don't belong together. Trust,
so truth, but you have to remember, Trump. I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor, and I don't look into things and say, well, you know, I might have my personal opinion, but you know, that's not something I would my personal opinion. I'm being honest with you. My personal opinion is not different than that. My personal opinion is I trust that he had it. It really is. I do.
Silence. No, but I'm wondering about the way that they
all of a sudden I'm beginning
him.
To realize, well, Dr. Dre is a doctor too, so you know.
And he's used that in a bar, not on the radio or TV. What about the treatment? Do you know anything about those things that they used on him?
Yeah, they used some heavy duty stuff on him, to put it bluntly and simply. I mean, they used sort of our biggest guns that we have. They used remdesivir, which is an antiviral medication that is only given IV intravenously, usually at least for a minimum of 5 days for COVID patients. They gave him dexamethasone, which is a potent steroid. He got Regeneron, which is a monoclonal antibody, one that's an experimental drug treatment. They also gave him other things to try to help his course. You know, they threw the kitchen sink at him, to be honest with you. And one thing I've said, and I've said this on news programs I've gone on, and I say it now, one thing I don't know is if they threw the kitchen sink at him because he's the president and they didn't want to take any chance with him not getting better, Right. Or if they threw the kitchen sink at him because he was really that sick and they were scared because he was that sick. I mean, that's something that, you know, you don't know.
You just don't
I hear
know.
The growling in the background. I hear him growling.
He's still growling.
I'm just kidding. Last person who had all these drugs, I believe, was like Lee Majors back in the mid-70s.
Before her time.
We can rebuild him. We have the technology. Like $6 million man. And you said he's, was it Remdesivir you said was 5 days? He had it for like three and a half days and he was out.
Well, so that is one of the things. I did videos on my social media channels about whether Trump should have been discharged from the hospital, because that was a question that came up. Mm-hmm. My opinion then and my opinion now is no. You know, even not knowing, which of course I don't really know how sick he really was or was not, the medications he was on in and of themselves were reason to still be there and be monitored. First of all, you have a monoclonal antibody treatment that, first of all, it's experimental, which means it's not really been used. There's like maybe one study, maybe more. There's been a couple hundred people it's been studied on. Let me put it this way. If you're going to put me on Regeneron, dexamethasone, remdesivir, et cetera, I'm not going to need you to keep me in the hospital and just keep your eyes on me.
Right.
I'm going to need you to be looking at me in my eyes day and night to make sure I'm doing okay, that I'm not having side effects, et cetera. And remdesivir is an IV treatment. Now, as I've said in my videos, when you get to the White House, which they let him go, I'm sure they have like the state-of-the-art equipment there. But, you know, I'm sure they got IV poles there too. But why not be in a high acuity medical center that could deal with problems if they arose? And that's how I felt.
Because you can't campaign from there.
So, well, you can't, can you?
Mm.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Jen, before we let
you
go.
If you would have made him stay. You would have made him stay, Dr. Jen.
Yeah. Like,
you would have made him stay.
Oh,
you said, keep your butt in bed.
Yeah, I don't see him having a monster doctor, you know, the way he feels about black women. I'm just saying. But do you know anything about his doctor, this Sean Conley?
I do not, but I'm so glad that you asked me about that because, you know, of course, Dr. Conley has gotten a lot of, let's call it feedback, to be neutral, about, you know, the statements that have come out, the whatever. So there's been a lot of feedback about his performance and what people, you know, whatever. Okay, but let me tell you something I do need to really talk about with him. One thing, and I'm so glad we're talking about this, one thing that he's gotten scrutinized and criticized over is the fact that he is a DO and a doctor of osteopathic medicine.
That's what I wanted to find out from you. Yes.
Well, okay. Well, are you wait? Hold on. I'm ready to break it down for you. He is a doctor of osteopathic medicine. There are two types of licensed physicians in this country, and most people don't know that. There are MDs, which people erroneously say that a doctor is an MD, not necessarily, but there are also DOs. A doctor in this country could be either an MD or a DO. MDs are more common. There are more MDs than DOs. But both are licensed and accredited. They take boards, they do residencies, they practice medicine and surgery. And in fact, I am a DO. I am a very proud osteopathic physician. There are osteopathic medical schools and allopathic medical schools. And people say, oh my God. And the problem with their criticism of him was you need to separate the medical decision making and how he carried out his medical decision making, which is one thing. And separate that from the DO, because I am a DO and I was hot because people don't know what DOs are. And first of all, I went to medical school and my med school, it was a DO school, shared med school professors with the MD schools down the street. Mm-hmm. We do residency together. My first job was at Hopkins and Sinai Hospital in Baltimore. I was the only DO on the faculty and everybody else was an MD. And you know why you didn't know I was a DO for the first 10 or 15 minutes of this conversation? Is because we know the same stuff and do the same thing and do it just as well. That's why you didn't know and other people don't know. So this concept of being a DO, and I would invite people, and look, I'm not here to sell it, but I'm here to just speak the truth. And in fact, let me tell you something. I went to Princeton. So this idea of people being like, well, DOs aren't as good. Okay, well, you can stop. Okay? And I don't ever talk about, you can stop. I don't talk about my degrees, but I need to here because I'm a Princeton graduate. I graduated from Princeton with honors. And actually, my pre-med advisor didn't even tell me there was such thing as a DO. I only knew about MDs when I was applying to med school. And it turns out I was home. I took a couple years off to do other things and work and stuff. I was at home in my kitchen with my mother doing applications. And she said, where are you applying to school? I said, well, she said, well, you're going to apply to osteopathic school? I said, what's osteopathic? What? She said, no. Turns out, and wait, hold on. And then I said, what you mean? The bone doctors? Right, because I said, you're osteo bone. And she was like, no, Jen, Dr. Johnson is a DO. And Dr. Johnson was the doctor who had taken care of me and my family all my life.
Wow.
And I didn't know he was a DO. He was the only black doctor I knew growing up in Iowa. I'm born and raised in Iowa, African American. And he was our doctor. He was a black doctor. And he was a DO. And let me tell you that I'm going to be done because I know I'm talking your head off and you probably have another segment. But I called up the DOs and I'm like, who this? I'm like, who is this? I was like, who are y'all? Like, who? And I learned all about osteopathic medicine and the philosophy, which, by the way, we learn the same stuff, but DOs also learn additional training in hands-on treatment. Hands-on manipulation is an additional sort of skill set that we have. And when I learned about the philosophy that they have been very inclusive for women, minorities, et cetera, I learned about it. I didn't apply to a single MD school because I liked the DOs. I like that philosophy. It fit me better.
Wow.
Now, there is no competition. Last thing I will say is there's no competition. It's not like MDs or DOs are better. We are all buddies. Mm-hmm. We work together. We are friends. We are on the front lines together. So there is no animosity. The only animosity is among people who don't
know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. So anyway, sorry for the lecture, y'all, but I had to break it down.
No, it spells it out.
I had no idea.
Somewhere in the back of my mind, I knew that you were an osteo, but I just didn't. But let me ask you this. This is the last question I have for you. Do you have the same amount of student loans to pay back as
MD? Oh, child, honey, yes. It don't matter. Shoot. Please, it's no cheaper. It's not easy to get into. It's just a different philosophy. And there are fewer DO schools. The DO profession, I believe, is a little bit younger in terms of when the philosophy. And again, we learn all the same stuff and what have you. But I recommend people, just so that people can learn, is you can go to doctorsthatdo.org or osteopathic.org, and it just tells you about DO. So what I would say is that any criticism of Dr. Conley should be about his performance, not his degree.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I'm so glad we had this conversation. I've missed you.
Yes.
I'm really glad that we got this information. Aww. And I invite you back again, and please help us with our friend Steven, because I'm just worried about him. I just
Steven, if you ever need any medical advice, you can call. But I know you're a little upset with me halfway through the conversation. So
no, I'm not upset. I'm just But I know. We're good because it, look. This what you were trying to do, and you're very professionally trying to make sense of something that makes no sense, right? The fact that he said, I got COVID, and 3 days later, I'm better. You as a doctor were trying to make sense of that, and I respect that, but I still give you the.
And last thing I'll say is keep in mind that not everybody gets COVID to the same degree. There are some people who actually do get better very quickly, right? That does happen. Yeah. So again, we'll be.
But why did Trump have to be one of them? I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. So sorry. I did not mean that. I did not mean that outburst.
We pray that everyone does okay. Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
Yes, I pray that everybody else does okay. Yes.
Dr. Jen, how can people follow you and reach out to you?
Yeah, so I would love it. Dr. Jen Caudle, DrJenCaudle on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Please find me. And I answer questions too the best I can as well. So be in touch with me, Dr. Jen Caudle.
And you said a YouTube channel too?
Yeah. So I have a YouTube channel. I post videos every single day.
Just
go to youtube.com/DrJenCaudle and then facebook.com/DrJenCaudle. Join the tribe, as I say, but it's all about getting information out.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm glad you're well.
Thank you, guys.
And I appreciate this update, really. Dr. Jen
Caudle has
been our guest here, and she's just delightful, as you can hear, and she even tolerates Steven's craziness. So
that's crazy about that. Dr. Jen, I'm assuming, I just want to point out, if you treat President Trump, I'm assuming you'll do the right thing.
Yeah, that's my oath. That's my oath.
Yeah, she takes that. Well,
I'm not really.
Right.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we're aligned right now. I'm not sure we're aligned in our goals right now, Dr. Jen. I'm sure. We can talk about that offline. We can talk about that offline. Don't worry.
Can we disagree?
Yeah, you do. Yes. Nudge, exactly. Nudge, wink, wink. You'll do the right thing. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Always.
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
We'll talk later.
You guys are awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks
so much. We appreciate you. Okay. That is Dr. Jen Cottle. You know her from television, and she's been a friend of ours on the Tom Joyner Morning Show for years, and joining us here. You've seen her on Dr. Oz, on CNN, Fox, and in Philadelphia on the shows there, and Rachel Ray Show, and many others. And she is a friend to this show, so we thank her so much.
Sybil! Sybil! Can I take it back?
Please.
Can I take it back, Sybil?
Take it back.
Sybil, can I take it back?
How far back?
Can I want to take it way back. Take it way back. Just to the start of COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time. Yes.
This week in Kara.
And I'm going to take it back, Sybil. Go take it back a little bit, Sybil. Sybil.
I can't do my James Brown anymore. My throat is hurting.
I know. It makes my throat hurt.
So the original, not the original Karen, but the Karen that kind of started all the Karens in a big way, Ms. Cooper, who Central Park Karen. She's best
Central
known.
Park Karen, right.
Let's play the original just so you can be re-familiarized and re-incensed with what went on in Central Park that day when a brother was trying to bird watch. Brother's trying to bird watch and told a woman to put her leash on her dog.
Please stop. Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
Please
call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble, and there is a man, African-American, that's a fight. He is recording me, threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I am in Central Park. He is recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you, that. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
All right. That's the end of it.
Okay.
Two things.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say he is Christian Cooper. She is Amy Cooper. Yes. No relation.
Yes.
Black man.
No relation. Also, by the way, no relation to Amy Coney Barrett either. Just so there's no confusion. I know you think they're all the same, but no.
And he's the black bird watcher. He's the black guy who is the bird watcher in Central Park, goes to a part of the park where dogs are not supposed to be let off their leash. And
mandated to be on the leash. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mandated, yes.
That's a big thing in New York. I mean, dog leashes in New York are a huge thing. Just so, you know, while you sit back and drink your Midwestern pop, let me tell you about dog leashes in New York. Your dogs have to be on a leash. There's certain spaces in Central Park where they can be off leashes, but almost everywhere else in the city except those places, dogs must be on leashes.
So this happened on Memorial Day. Okay, just to put it in perspective for you, this happened on Monday, Memorial Day of this year.
Oh, I thought that was before that. It was Memorial Day?
Later that night was the murder of George Floyd.
My timetable all messed up. Thank you. I had my timetable all messed up. I just wanted to go to jail. I can't lie. I just wanted to go to jail. And I'll tell you why, right? Right. Whatever prison reform, if her going to jail makes another white woman think before they're going to call the cops, hey, remember Cooper? Remember Coop? Coop was in jail right now. Mm-hmm. Coop was doing time. Maybe if that will, like, talk about preventative, that's why Cooper should be tried and punished to the extent of the law so that these women will stop endangering black men's and black women's lives through the police department. Send her ass to jail. I'm one of the most lenient, like, I love people and don't send them to jail. And like, screw that. Amy Cooper need to be in jail.
And this
no relation to Amy Coney Barrett.
This went real high up. This is the real DA, Cyrus Vance Jr., and called her out for her foolishness. And so this is, he says that an alleged complaint As alleged in the complaint, she engaged in a racist criminal conduct when she falsely accused a black man of trying to assault her, a previously unreported second call with a 911 dispatcher. Thing.
Right, so that's why we're playing this now, because it's not just happening Memorial Day, but there's a new information, brand new, like Sybil said, about a second call.
Second call, yep. A second call. And she lost her job, blah, 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 blah. But Steve wants
her to go to
jail.
She lost the dog. You know why she lost the dog? You know why she lost the dog? This is the sound of the dog.
I'm like,
right? Yeah. Right? Do you hear that? Yeah. Because she was strangling a dog. She was strangling. Wait.
Yes.
She was strangling a dog when she was trying.
Yeah.
Sent her to jail. Locked to jail.
And they said at one point the dog appeared to be choking from the leash pull that she is.
Like,
so she surrendered the dog to the shelter. I'm just really sad. Like,
that's the sound of the dog choking.
But she's probably still sadder about the dog than, you know, than calling out a black man falsely.
That's right, true. And Michael Vick's going like, well, I can't win nowhere, can I? Michael Vick's like, doesn't matter where this story goes, I am not a winner. I'm not the winner at all. Not even a little bit. Well,
you
daggone,
so right.
Well, daggone, well, daggone, well, daggone. All right, all right. Shout out Michael Vick. Did we mention that we should say, okay, what did we learn today? We should send Amy Cooper to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Coney Bryant is going to be your next Supreme Court justice.
Or Barrett, yeah.
What'd I call her?
You called her kind of like a variation on a very talented woman that is on Saturday Night Live.
Nobody should have both a middle and first name that have M's or N's in it. That's just to be a rule.
Okay.
Amy Coney
Barrett.
Bryant. Barrett. Oh yeah, the last one doesn't have it. So that's
I think we have a new bit for Saturday Night Live. And they can use it apparently from what I've seen this year.
They can use it. That's true.
How do they find us?
Newsletter. Make sure you check it all. What you need to know newsletter. By the way, what you need to know, there's too many N's in that too. But what you need to know, newsletter, right? There's just too many N's. It's hard. I'm having a hard time. My palate. But the roof of my mouth is going like, can you just leave me alone right now? We're tired of this. We're tired of this friction between your tongue and me.
I can't tell you how many times. Okay. All
there
right.
You
thank
go.
You.
There you go. See, I leave that up for you.
Mm-hmm.
The What You Need to Know newsletter daily. Check it out. Sybil Wilkes's that it comes to your mailbox for absolutely free. She was going to charge people for it. I was like, no, let's do it for free. I was like, no. I said, here's what I think you should do. You should charge about as much as Trump paid in taxes for most of his year. She's like, okay, cool, free.
Nothing. Free.
That's great.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Please go to SybilWilkes.com and subscribe, and we would appreciate that. And on Saturday nights, please, please, please do yourself a favor. Listen to SiriusXM. Go to channel 48. Heart and Soul is the channel. The show is Heart to Heart with Stephen Hill. His heart, your heart, and the hearts of somebody who's very talented in between all of y'all. Just throbbing, beating hearts all over the place. And talking music, talking life, and learning stuff with Stephen Hill. And every week it's a journey. It's a cornucopia of musical entertainment.
I will be hooking up words and phrases and clauses. That's what I do, Plan. That's what I do. That's what I do. Sybil, I love you. Have a great week. Oh, register to vote. No, it's too late to register to vote.
Not necessarily. Right, no. Some people are still registering. Some states you can register on the day you vote. So.
Oh, good.
On election
right, so
day.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't be like me. I was just about to give it all up. I'm like, well, you can't register anymore. It is not over. There's a way for you to be part of the system. Please do. If the couch or the vote has to win, please let the vote win. So
this
that
time, please, please, please,
Biden
please.
Can win.
And right, wash right. your hands, wear your mask, and be considerate of others.
And in that order.
Aloha.
Bye, y'all.
Sybil and Steve.